Transfer of suppressors, short barrel rifles more than triples. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 3, 2026. Data from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, NSSF, shows that the transfer of suppressors and short-barrel rifles jumped more than 200% in August 2026 compared to August 2025. According to the NSSF, with the tax on suppressors and short-barreled firearms zeroed out this year, the number of NFA items transferred tripled when compared to last year, with August 2026's figure of 185,744, a 201.6% jump compared to August 2025's puny 61,594. Mark Oliva, NSSF Managing Director of Public Affairs, said, "The meteoric growth of over 200% of National Firearms Act NFA items is especially telling that Americans continue to invest in suppressors and understand and appreciate the value of using a simple device that not only preserves hearing but makes recreational shooting more enjoyable." He added, "Gun owners demonstrate through these purchases that Second Amendment freedoms are fundamental to preserving personal safety and liberty." Breitbart News noted that NSSF General Counsel Lawrence Keene took part in a House Oversight Committee roundtable Wednesday and pointed out there are now approximately 6.65 million suppressors in civilian hands. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. He enjoys reading philosophy and novels by Jack Carr and Nelson DeMille. He is a lover action man in an Arkansas 15 world. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com.